It's time for the Brian Roos Show on Revolution Radio, coming to you from beautiful Vancouver, Canada. Brian and his guests talk about the big picture, the world view of reality with good and evil. They explore the truth and lies from aliens to globalists to advanced ancient civilizations.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's no, it is.
Welcome to Revolution Radio. This is Tuesday, April the 6th, 2021. I'm Brian Roux, and this is the Brian Roux Show, coming to you from beautiful sunny day in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. For those of you listening all over the United States, we're north of your border, northern border, a country called Canada. I know maybe you don't know a whole lot about it, but I'm on the West Coast, close to Seattle. Today, I'm going to talk about my favorite theme, which is about UFOs and aliens. But this is a special talk today. And I play a talk by Ajahn Pundadamo. He's a senior Buddhist monk. He's a Canadian Buddhist monk. He's been a monk for about 30 years. I've known him, over 20 years now. And we're in the same tradition. We're in the Thai forest tradition of Ajahn Chah. We're the largest organization in the world of Westerners who are Theravada Buddhist monks and nuns, about more than 200 monks and nuns. And he's the senior monk or abbot of our hermitage in Northern Ontario near Thunder Bay, Ontario. He's been there as senior monk since about 1995. He's recently published a book the last couple of years called The Buddhist Cosmos, and it's like the book in the English language on the devas, the highest realms, and all of Buddhist cosmology. So he's really the monk to talk about UFOs and aliens. And said many people have asked him to talk about this, and I was speaking in issues of mine. So he agreed to do it. This was just last Thursday. He's got a YouTube channel, so I'd like you to discover him on Revolution Radio. Don't get too many Buddhist monks, especially senior monks, teachers. He's what's called a Mahatera, meaning monk with 20-year seniority. So I'll give you his website and his YouTube channel so you can scramble for a pen and paper. So his name is Ajahn, is just a title in the Thai language. This means teacher. And it's given to you when you have over 10 years seniority as monk. So his name is Ajahn, which is A-J-A-H-N, Ajahn. And his name is Pundadamo. So Pundadamo, and particularly this is the name of his YouTube channel. So if you just type in his last name, you'll find it. So his name of his YouTube channel is Pundadamo, which is P-U-N-N-A-D-H-A. MMO, as I put a demo. And his website is arrowriver.ca. Arrowriver.ca. .ca means Canada. So we just recorded this video on Thursday, and if you go to the YouTube channel, there's all the questions in the chat because it's a live stream. He does a live stream every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He's on Eastern Standard Time. And in the chat, I can see five of the questions that I had for him. So I'm asking these profound questions, of course. So this talk is about an hour and a half long. So I want to play his actual lectures, about 40 minutes. Then I have question and answer, and to hear my questions and others. Some go on into other topics. But he's really the monk with this kind of knowledge. And back in 1999, I published a book called Freeing the Buddha. And chapter 14 is Buddhism and UFOs. So it was on my mind back then that Buddhism has something to say about UFOs and aliens. And I always feel that Buddhism doesn't get enough respect within ufology. And the other way around, that Buddhism doesn't give enough respect to ufology. So my view of what Buddhism has to offer is Buddhism describes the angels called the devas, and the Buddha describes the kind of interdimensional. The devas can shapeshift. The Buddha described, like, for instance, nagas are reptilian-like or snake-like, and they can shapeshift, into human form. Although in this talk you'll hear him say he doesn't think the idea we have of reptilians, he talks about reptilians and greys, the idea of reptilians as being quite controlling and fierce. Doesn't fit the Nagas. The Nagas tend to be a bit haughty, but they're not known to be trying to control human affairs. So these, you know, could likely be two different things. So it's great for a Buddhist monk to go into detail, and it's interesting to read the comments here in the YouTube video. So I'll just read a comment underneath. Someone wrote here, same day, within hours, they wrote, "Dear Ajahn, you may be amused to learn that a lady on a Buddhist Facebook group shared this video to the group, and they removed the video as being non-Buddhist content. She created a new topic asking why it was deleted, because it was Buddhist content and by an ordained Buddhist monk. But they deleted that as well. So would you all discuss the dangers of false Buddhist teachers in social media? Thank you, sir. Sadhu." So I guess it's kind of controversial, right? People, oh gosh, you know, Buddhist monk talking about UFOs and aliens. So I can see some conservative people thinking, oh, better not discuss that. So I was really pleased and tickled that, because these are my two big interests, UFOs, and of course, I've been a Buddhist teacher for 25 years, practicing Buddhist for 30 years. And I feel this is perhaps, I feel the biggest issue in the world is UFOs and aliens, how it affects us politically and affects the future of humanity. And being a Theravada Buddhist, of course, I think we got the best religion in the world, of course, being of that faith. So this marries my two great interests. So I'm really pleased that he had the courage to give a talk on this. If you go on YouTube and type on, look for Buddhist monks and UFOs and aliens, there's a few, just a few. There's some very wise talks on this. My feeling is Buddhism, the Buddhist worldview includes, you know, devas, flying things above us. Some Buddhist countries are not so surprised about the idea of aliens and UFOs. So I feel intelligence means connecting the dots, right? So I feel connecting the dots here is this ancient wisdom of Buddha 2,500 years ago. And what we've been experiencing with aliens and flying saucers and UFOs, particularly since World War II, I feel we should connect these dots. So I will play this talk for you. So just a bit about Ajahn Pounedamo's background here. And I have his talk on my channel as well. I'd go to bitchute.com. His YouTube video is Creative Commons, meaning anyone in the world is allowed to copy. That's kind of the Buddhist way, right? Give it, teach it out for free. So I cut his video into the talk and then the question and answer period. I'll just give a bit of a description. With this talk, he starts off by explaining that ancient Buddhist cosmology is more in common with today's astronomy than either had with medieval European worldview. And as an eminently qualified senior Buddhist monk, he's qualified to expand on this. He's the author of the most important book in English language called The Buddhist Cosmos. And you can find this on Amazon. Just look up The Buddhist Cosmos. And as you put it down, you'll find it easily. Ajahn Pounedamo, he's the abbot of the Arrow River Forest Hermitage, which is a Theravada Buddhist monastery and meditation center located in northern Ontario, about 50 miles southwest of Thunder Bay. And they have 92 acres of land in a beautiful mixed forest. Maybe you can make a trip there. You can stay there overnight. They have guests and residents and lay people in the area. So he's been studying and practicing Buddhism since 1979. It was ordained in Thailand in the forest tradition of Ajahn Chah, same tradition I've been with since year 2000. And between 1990 and 1995, it's based at Wat Pan Nanachet in Thailand. I've been there as well. This is like our monastery in Thailand where the Westerners trained with Ajahn Chah since the early 1970s, even the late 60s. So Ajahn Pounedamo, he was Canadian born from Toronto. His name was Michael Dominski. He began studying the Dharma under Kema Ananda, the founder and first teacher at Arrow River Center. So he began at the center in 1979, did a one-year solitary retreat, 1988 to 1989. Boy, that takes some courage. After this, he went to Thailand to seek ordination. And during this period, Kema Ananda continued to teach in partnership with his wife, Woon. In 1995, Kema Ananda contracted lung cancer, and anticipating his imminent death, He asked Venerable Punadamo to return to Canada and assume management of the center. So Punadamo returned with the blessing of his seniors in the order in November of that year. He was able to spend some time with his beloved teacher before his death. So that's a bit about his background. So before I play the talk, this is also a video, actually see him on video. Just want to encourage you to donate to Revolution Radio because we're totally listener supported. So go to our website at freedomslips.com or revolution.radio. Click on the donation button. You can use by credit card or you can use snail mail or Patreon. Keep the Revolution Radio going. And you can find me mainly on BitChute. Probably 90% of my relationship with the world is on BitChute. I get 5,000 hits a day. On BitChute.com, go to the Brian Rue channel. That's R-U-H-E. And my website is brianrue.ca, also foolsociety.com. And my YouTube channel, which has been deleted 13 times. I'm back on YouTube now. I've got like 8 videos on YouTube. Same name, Brian Rue. So that's about enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think about me? So now I'll carry on. So this is his talk called UFOs and Aliens by Ajahn Punadamo. So I'll just hit the share screen and sound button. Make sure I do this technically perfect. And okay, we're all set. So what could possibly go wrong? It's a computer, right? Okay, here we go, folks.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhasa. Okay, greetings everyone. So last week we finished up the series on Abhidhamma, and before we launch into something new, which I haven't decided on yet, I thought I'd do something quite different for today's talk. And this comes by request, and I've been asked about this several times, and I've not dived into it. The general topic, as I put in the thumbnail, is aliens and UFOs and how they could possibly relate to the Buddhist cosmology. And that there are two different but closely related issues here, UFOs and aliens, or more broadly, rather than say aliens, let's say non-human visitations. So to begin with, I want to make a few general remarks, and